Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Echoes from the Dead by Johan Theoren. Published by Transworld in 2008, today's book is all about missing children, Swedish islands, and father-daughter relationships. 20 years earlier, a little boy went missing in a fog on the remote island of Åland. Despite the extensive searches, no trace was ever found of the boy, until today, when a package is received by the boy's grandfather, Gerlof, a retired sea captain living in a retirement village on the island. The package contains a child's sandal. The boy's mother, Julia, is living in Gothenburg. On medical leave from her nursing job, she fills her days with drinking and television. When she receives the call from her father, she makes a journey back to the island where it all happened. The old man and his two friends have been doing their own investigations into the case of his missing grandson. Some of the theories point to the local boogeyman, a man named Nils Kant, a pariah on the island known for violence and erratic behaviour. But Kant died in the 1960s. His body is buried on the island, and this happened long before the boy went missing. Julia comes to the island where the summer visitors are long gone and the roads are deserted. Yet she feels the presence of someone there, someone who knows what happened to her son. Is it Nils Kant returned from the dead, or someone else? Echoes from the Dead is essentially a crime story, but unlike many Swedish crime novels, the investigators aren't the police. Instead, the investigation is led by Gerlof, the old man plagued with a disability, and Julia, her life filled with grief from the loss of her son. The main characters are older, with a lifetime of regret and history behind them. The relationship between the father and daughter is frayed. Julia thinks her father is playing games with her, withholding information in order to stretch out their time together, rather than being fully frank with her. This isn't malicious, but rather an old man with a time on his hands to slowly unpick the riddle. And both Gerlof and Julia are impulsive in their own ways, which leads them into danger as they head off on their own paths to investigate what happened to the boy. The story also follows the tale of Nils Kant, a boy who believed himself better than everyone else on the island, and who, after making a series of bad choices, had to leave. He escapes to the other side of the world, but dreams of going back, and with the help of his mother, plots a way to return. And the island itself is a key character in Echoes from the Dead. I thoroughly enjoyed the descriptions of the island, the deserted houses where the summer visitors have returned home, the quarries, the sea, the Alva, which is a moor in the centre of the island, and the people who live there, the ones who choose to stay behind over winter, as well as the ambitious who want to make most of the tourists. So if you like character-driven crime stories, interesting islands, frayed family relationships, secrets and deception, I recommend Echoes from the Dead by Johan Theoren. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrict.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.